This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The first ever 12-team playoff gets underway this Friday. Then Ohio State and Tennessee play Saturday at the Horseshoe in Columbus. A lot of storylines going on, including the amount of Tennessee fans that have bought some of the Ohio State tickets. Talk all things Ryan Day's future, the Mike Vrabel stuff that might be out there as well. We head out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Welcome on Of the Sporting News. The great Bill Bender joins us. Bill, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, thanks for having me on. How's it going?
It's going all right here. Got a lot going on. It's that time of year. Happy holidays to you and yours, my friend. But should we expect a Tennessee home game in Columbus on Saturday?
No, but I mean, they'll have a section. You know, when I went to a Michigan game 3 weeks ago, there was hardly any maize and blue in there. There'll be more orange. That will be maybe a little bit of a shell shock. Sounds like a lot are coming up here for this. And maybe, I don't, still Ohio Stadium, though. I've never seen it get overrun. I've seen just about every other stadium except Penn State get overrun with another fan base. But, you know, I mean, there'll be a larger chunk there. And, you know, they're excited about being in the college football playoff, too.
Should Ohio State be scared in this game?
Well, if they are, they'll get beat. You know, I've been going the other way. Like, they need to play free. I've been in that stadium three times this year. Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and you could just feel the anxiety radiating off that place. And it was weird. I'm thinking, this is a team that has more talent than just about every team, than every team they've played. They have, you know, a Sunday receiving core. Three of those guys are playing on Sunday for a decade. And their defense is loaded, starting with Caleb Downs, who's going to be probably be a unanimous All-American. So I don't know why there's so much anxiety. I think a lot of it was directed toward the Michigan game. And now, hey, it happened. You move on. You go play in this thing. It's new. Take your best shot and see what happens.
Is Ryan Day coaching for his job on Saturday? Hey, you're exasperated by that question. I like it.
If they lose, I just know from growing up here, living here, how weird it's going to be all summer. You know, as you know, like, my kids play a bunch of sports. I'm around other sports dads all the time. And all summer, the talk's going to be, is Ryan Day, should he be the coach? That will be the summer talk at the next season. And it will get very weird here if they lose. If there's an outlet to get somebody else, so you guys talked about Vrabel, is it Brian Hartline? Is it Mark? I don't think it's Marcus Freeman. He just signed a new contract. You know, and Urban Meyer denied interest in the job, but I always believe that when I see it. So, yeah, I still think he'll be the coach, but, man, I can't imagine the toxic levels here in Central Ohio if it happens.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how many games does he have to win in order to kind of truly stamp that down? But if you think he'll be the coach regardless, then I guess that's a moot point. I look at it like, even if you don't win the national title, if you make it to the Final Four, you have gone through a good Tennessee team, what could be a great Oregon team, and then you start stacking up some pretty impressive wins, Bill, and I feel like the narrative can change pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I don't know what – I always – when I'm asked about hot seat, I always say games – the game count doesn't really matter because you could go like 9-1 and then get beat by 50. You know, so what if they win Saturday, play Oregon, lose a similar game that they did October 12th? But it's a really great game, and Ohio State has their chance to win, and it just doesn't happen at the end of the game. He will be here next year. What I'm worried about Saturday, I want to hear the stadium. If they come out, and everybody's been talking about this, they go 3-and-out their first two possessions, and Tennessee starts pounding with Dylan Sampson and start hearing Rocky Top in that stadium, which you're going to hear regardless, then that anxiety that I was talking about, it'll kick back in. You can feel it. I don't know if you guys can feel it. You can probably feel it watching the TV.
Yeah, Bill Bender of the Sporting News and the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So Dan Orlovsky was on the Pat McAfee show today and seemed to allude that Mike Vrabel has his sights set on coaching at Ohio State. Kind of seemed like it was like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like almost like a certainty. You think there's anything to that, or you think that might just be some reckless speculation?
Well, I mean, I watched the clip. I saw that this morning or this afternoon, and yeah, it seems like, man, maybe. You know, I thought Mike Vrabel, it's kind of the same thing we were just talking about with Belichick last week, where we were like, hey, there's no way he can relate to high school kids, and he doesn't want to recruit, and he doesn't want to do this. And I'm thinking, well, if Bill Belichick did that, went to college, one of his top assistants, Bill O'Brien, how's he doing in the college game? I'd say pretty well at Boston College. There's no reason why Mike Vrabel, who was around Ohio State, Michigan in similar circumstances. He was a player in 95 to 98 during those Cooper years where some Michigan teams upset Ohio State. So he's experienced that firsthand. He's also been an assistant under Luke Fickle. Urban Meyer, I'm sorry. Do a good job. I'm not sure if he was an assistant under Fickle. I can't remember that year. That was a long time ago.
Let me ask you about the getting back to the game here. I saw Tennessee was practicing indoors. If I was Tennessee, I would find every way imaginable to try to get in some really cold weather situations. But they're indoors today. Do you feel like the weather in going from a Tennessee team, even though Ohio State does have some kids that obviously grew up in the South and didn't grow up in Ohio, do you think it makes that big of a difference? Or is that just an overrated, over-talked about point?
No, it makes a difference. Quarterback position, it does. So for Nico Iamaleava, it makes a difference from the standpoint. We talked about it with Carson Palmer for about 10 years when he was with the Bengals. So, and you looked at his cold weather record, it was not great.
We do it with Tua right now, yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think it is a thing. You're a warm weather quarterback, and it will be a thing if Tennessee has trouble throwing the football. Nico's been pretty good on the road this year, but they've kind of treated him, take a ton of chances, and they kind of just, they'll take a couple deep shots. That Thornton receiver is averaging over 25 yards per catch. He's the guy to watch in this game. If they hit a couple with him, that's trouble because that will open everything up for Dylan Sampson, who's a really good running back. They have a really good interior line around Cooper Mays. Where I think, the key to the game is, can Nico play in this cold weather? And 20 degrees. I was told in my meeting before I came in here, yes, 20 degrees is cold anywhere. And I was like, well, it's a little bit colder here.
Bill, looking to the rumor mill in college football, one rumor says Quinn Ewers could stick to college football. Maybe he likes North Carolina and Bill Belichick. Maybe he likes that Oregon purse. I'm just curious, do you think it's likely that Quinn Ewers sticks, maybe basically foregoes the NFL game for one more year and sticks in college?
Well, why can't he like Columbus for one year again and come up so all us writers can get those clicks off the Texas Ohio State game next year if Quinn Ewers was with Ohio State and Arch was with Texas? I mean, I think my page views would do okay there. But no, I'm not trying to. I've seen that rumor, but I just don't know that it has legs to it. Ewers' decision, though, whatever he decides to do, whether it is, I don't think he'll be at Texas next year. anything to back that up for sure, but I just feel like they want Arch to start next year. It's year three. He's not going to sit for 3 years and got too much talent. So they are going to have a quarterback decision, probably similar to when Michigan had Cade McNamara and J.J. McCarthy. Now, J.J. started his sophomore year, and I think there's no way they're going to hold back Arch another year.
Oregon's the number one team in the country. I just there's something about Oregon, and it's not Dylan Gabriel. I like Dylan Gabriel, but there's something about them I just don't buy into completely. They don't feel as dominant as maybe what their record suggests that they are. Does it feel that way to you as well or no?
Well, I think Oregon, I think they're actually a little undervalued. They were the team that avoided the chaos. Everybody was like treating Wisconsin like they lost. Now, they went into Madtown and won. I've seen good Ohio State teams go to Madison and lose. Michigan teams go to Madison and lose, and they went in there and won. They've got a really strong offensive line. Both tackles are awesome. They've got a really strong defensive line. Both defensive tackles are awesome. And Dylan Gabriel just hasn't made mistakes. Dan Lanning has something to prove, I suppose. And I don't like their playoff road, though. You know, they're going to play Ohio State or Tennessee. They're going to play Texas. They're going to do all that before they get to the semifinals, whereas Penn State – going to play SMU and Boise State. They're not seeding this thing correctly, and that's the first thing they need to fix next year.
Bill, looking around the rest of the first round here, Clemson, SMU, or Indiana, which other game do you think an upset is most likely?
Out of those three, probably Indiana, and I don't think any of them are going to happen, but I would say Indiana just because it's supposed to snow. They've got to get the running game going a little bit. Against Notre Dame, they could not run the ball against Michigan or Ohio State. And, you know, Cignetti has done a heck of a job this year, but they're going to have to finish that off. And I just don't see SMU going into Penn State and winning. And I like Clemson. I know that Dabo been in that spot. He's not, you know, coaching championship games. But we need these games to be captivating, by the way. All four of them have a spread of a touchdown or more.
Mm-hmm.
If these are all blowouts, you hear the blowback of, what are we doing? You know, why didn't we just do eight teams? And that's kind of been one of my worries the whole time.
Would you want eight teams, or is it more about the seeding? Because to me, it's more about the seeding. I agree with you with your take on Oregon, how that path is so hard and you shouldn't get punished the way that they are. But what's the true fix there?
I think you got to seed these teams properly. There's no sense in saying I would rather have eight because we're not going to have eight. No the sports that I watch has ever like pushed it back. Mm-hmm. You know, the NFL hasn't gone back to eight. But I do think it needs to be seeded properly. If you seeded this thing properly, Ohio State would be playing Arizona State this weekend, and Indiana Boise State would be the 8-9, and the winner would go play Oregon. And that just makes infinitely more sense to me than Oregon having to either play Ohio State in what would be a tough rematch, or Tennessee coming off a win against Ohio State with what they have with a top-10 offense and top-10 defense.
All right, Bill, I know you're the preeminent take guy in college football. Any takes on Travis Hunter's girlfriend and her just behavior around the Heisman ceremonies there?
Well, I saw there was an 8-minute video, and I don't know why there an 8-minute video explanation exists in this world, but I know the world we live in, it's certainly possible. I mean, you know, I think Travis Hunter is a fantastic player. I voted for him for the Heisman Trophy. What he's done on both sides of the ball is incredible. But with that, the price is now everything that you do on and off the field is going to be reacted to. I mean, you know, in my threat, my buddies react to everything Joe Burrow does on in the field, on the sideline, off the field, what he's wearing. That's part of the price of admission when you achieve that much fame.
Also, who is calling the police from inside Joe's house? Joe doesn't like that being out there.
Oh, we know, and we've looked it up.
Bill, and well done, Joe. Just well done. Bill, great stuff, buddy. Enjoy the playoffs, and again, happy holidays to you and yours.
Hey, you have a great weekend. Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
Thank you so much. You as well. Bill Bender there, Sporting News in the North, Olmsted Chrysler, Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So we're not going to react to Bill this once. We usually bring like something back. We're actually going to get right down to defending Kevin Stefanski next on 92.3 The Fan.